Hello, fellow Lupus spirits, and welcome to Lupus Life. I'm Corey Hollingsworth, and I'm a spiritual advisor and meditation facilitator who lives with and manages systemic lupus erythematosus, also known as lupus. The purpose of Lupus Life podcast is to offer firsthand, easy, and simple ways to manage the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual aspects of lupus. Today's topic is spending time in nature. Now, if you're someone who lives in an area that does not have access to wildlife or open spaces, then I would encourage you to find YouTube channels or videos about places in nature, sounds. There's plenty of soundscapes of nature on pretty much every streaming platform that's out there. You can get nature sounds. And if you've listened to previous podcasts, I am someone who loves nature. I love being outside. I live next to a river, and I walk every day at the river when I'm able. And one of the things that is so amazing about nature is it takes us away from the confines of our 3D world. And let me try to explain that. We live in boxes. Think about it. Our houses, our cars, our places where we work, places we shop, everything is very square, very much in a box. And our brains, in reality, if we go into science a little bit, which I'm not going to do, our brains are not designed to be in boxes. We're supposed to be a little bit more open and in more open areas. And so nature enables us to break out of these boxes that we live in and we work in and we travel in. And allows us to remember that we are a living organism and we are a part of a much bigger living organism. So I'm going to share an experience that I had not last summer, but the summer before last. I took a trip to one of my favorite places in the universe, and I spent 4 days there by myself, stayed in a hotel, stayed in a box that I did not spend much time in. And I went out in the middle of an alpine lake on a kayak and just sat there in peace. I just paddled out to the middle of the lake. I had an alpine mountain on one side. I had the moon on the other side. I was surrounded by trees. And it was an elating experience that I try to replicate every year. It is incredible. I could hear every bird. I could see every blue aspect of the sky, all the different shades of the blue in the sky. Trees. It was just incredible. And I recognize when I do that, that my brain calms down. It relaxes. I'm happier. I'm just more centered. My senses are more alert and alive. And I would highly encourage you to do something similar if you are able, even if just a short hike somewhere or camping or just anywhere where you can be out in nature and break out of the boxes that we live in and work in. So when I'm in that space of just complete surrender into nature and relaxation and calm, I find that my mind works better, my senses work better, my pain lessens, and I just feel more at one with the planet and with everything around me. I tend to be more calm. So when I do communicate with people, I'm much calmer than I am when I'm in the box world that I live and work in. So if you're not able to travel somewhere, to go somewhere, find a naturescape, soundscape, something where you can get your brain to at least escape into nature. Connect with birds, connect with animals, connect with trees, swim in water, breathe fresh air. These things have a very healing impact on our lives and in our world. I hope this advice helps. I would encourage you to go outside. And even if you're living in like a more urban area, find the park. Find a quiet space in that area where you can just sit and listen to birds and be around trees and water. It's very, very healing. Thank you for joining me today. As a reminder, I have two books on Amazon. The first one is Little Loop of Spirit Book, and the second one is Reconnecting with Your True Self. I can be reached on my website, CoreyHollingsworth.wixsite.com. I look forward to connecting with you again next week. Please feel free to follow and share Lupus Life Podcast and send a friend request to Lupus Life Podcast on Facebook. Have a beautiful day and have a beautiful week.